It's me. I just wanted to call you to let you know that I finished the book you lent me, and I wanted to know if I could, like, visit you to get it back to you. So, if you get my message, you know, just send me a text. Tell me. 'Cause, I'm free tonight, so I could pass by and I could, you know, have a beer and, you know, how it goes. Okay. Hit me up, please. Bye. You know what? Actually, I. This is going to sound silly. There's. See, my throat is kind of starting to, like, tighten just thinking about what I'm about to do, but, I would like to take advantage of the fact that you're not picking up to, tell you something. I kind of been meaning to tell you for quite some time. I don't know if I should do this, but you know what? Fuck it. 'Cause otherwise I'm never gonna tell you, and every time when I call you, you fucking pick up, so I might as well. I don't know how to say this in. I don't wanna, like, just say it like that. It just. But do you remember that day when, like, we were at, like, this party, and I think it was the second time of us meeting, and I was kind of tipsy. I don't know why we started talking, but I remember I tried to make, like, conversation, and, like, every fucking normie on the planet, I asked you about your tattoos, and, like, I asked you which one was, like, your favorite, and you showed me this fucking you showed me this fucking, like, a more fatty on a tattoo. I just made fun of you because I just thought this was a fucking Pinterest bitch tattoo. Anyway, I just remember I gave you a fucking tattoo slander. But you told me that this quote was important to you because you kind of, like, gave it a sense of accepting what's happening to you, and even though it's not the literal sense of the quote, you told me that you think it's important to accept everything that's happening to you, and that everything is happening for a reason, that fate is something you should smile at and accept. And I remember I also laughed at that until you. It's fucking weird because we had met, like, what, two times, and you were already just, like, telling me about your fucking traumas and everything. I don't know what pushed you to open up to me that quickly, if it was me or the alcohol or fucking, like, fucking salad. I don't know, but you told me about what you had to go through in your life, and understood why you had that tattoo. And now we're like 9 months later and I think you're right. I don't think this quote is full of shit, actually. I think you walked into my life for a reason. And look, I don't know what I'm trying to say, but I guess what I'm trying to say is ever since the get-go with you, it was like it was easy. And not easy in the sense of things being easy per se, but it's always been easy to talk to you. You know, I've always felt like there's this thing between us that I don't have with anybody else. It's easy. Even though I had met you like only twice, I really felt so fucking comfortable already. And I don't know if it's you being like this, like fucking sunny, you know? But I felt like we had this instant connection, if that makes sense. Like, there wasn't this fucking holding back and like being fake nice to everybody because they don't want to see you're crazy, you know? It's with you, it was already, I don't know. It was comfortable. And the way you make me laugh, you always fucking make me laugh. I don't know how to say that. I just feel like ever since the beginning, I've known you for so when I spend time with you, when I talk to you, when we laugh together, when we do shit, basically just any fucking thing together, I feel like I'm right where I'm supposed to be. I don't have this mask of pretend, of like social niceness. I can just be as fucking dumb as I want with you, and I know that you're gonna follow. I just love the fact that you know when I'm not doing okay, and you actually want to know what's going on. Like, you will actually harass me until I tell you what's wrong. And then you fucking take me in your arms and you squeeze me. And you stroke my hair and you tell me that everything's going to be okay, and if it's not, you're gonna cut a bitch in half. And I... Fuck. I never feel happier than when I'm in your arms. And it sucks because it's literally 10 seconds. It was just a fucking blink of an eye in 9 fucking months. Like, this happened like, what, 2 times? And I still think about it, so... Oh, God, fuck. Anyway... All of this to say that even though this is me running the risk of losing you forever, I needed to tell you that I'm so fucking into you. If you want to ghost me, that's totally fine. If you, I don't know how you're going to react. I really have no idea. It's fine if you don't want to be friends anymore. I would understand. And I just want you to know that this was something I needed to do. So, let me know, I guess.